Streets are already closed around Birmingham's Legion Field in preparation for this weekend's Magic City Classic. Tens of thousands of people will pack the historic stadium for the annual clash between Alabama State University and Alabama A&M, the state's two largest historically black universities. Fans will argue about who has the best football team and best band, but a bigger question looms. What happens to the game and Legion Field once Birmingham's new downtown stadium is complete? WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
Inside the 23, it's going to be 4th and 3. This is a big play for Alabama State. You don't want to give momentum back to Alabama.
The band plays, the crowd cheers, and Alabama State punches through to get that critical first down in last year's McDonald's Magic City Classic. A&M won that game, but alumni and fans of both colleges say this matchup is about more than scores. It's about a place, an experience. Alabama A&M alum Elise Sims still remembers her first classic. It was the fall of 1965, her freshman year.
I was amazed. You could barely watch the game for watching the people and the bands perform. And it was just grand the whole weekend.
Sims lives near Legion Field. She says the classic is a family tradition and she wants to keep it nearby. But Birmingham is getting a new field downtown at the BJCC. The protective stadium will have 45,000 seats and fancy corporate suites. It's supposed to be ready for football in 2021. Alabama A&M and Alabama State are under contract to play at Legion Field through 2022. Sims and other fans say the historic stadium may not have all the modern frills, but they think it's the best place for the classic because the new stadium won't have enough space inside for the fans or outside for the party.
We got all this tailgating and we got all these outdoor shows. They usually have a concert out at Legion Field. How in the world are they planning to accommodate us?
About 70,000 people usually attend the game. Thousands more fill the surrounding lots and streets. They grill and fry, sing, dance, and watch people from RVs and tailgate tents. The city of Birmingham will contribute $325,000 this year to both Alabama A&M and Alabama State as part of the game contract. Council President William Parker says he wants to keep the classic at Legion Field, but he says the 92-year-old stadium needs other changes to keep its place in the sports arena as the new stadium comes into play.
Both stadiums will coexist. We just have to make sure that we have continued programming here at Legion Field to make sure Legion Field stays viable.
Last month, Parker announced an online campaign to get ideas from the community on the future of Legion Field. Reggie Holder lives nearby in Bush Hills and drives by the stadium a couple of times each day. He has vivid memories from that historic place, but he also has ideas about the future.
I remember once being in that rickety upper deck at an Iron Bowl game and people stomping and clapping, and you could feel that thing swaying before they turned it down.
Holder says he wants to see something different, a complex that still hosts the Magic City Classic, but expands to include more soccer, lacrosse, and other sports. He says he wants to see revitalization in the neighborhoods, too.
Help build up this community, which once was very prosperous and thriving. It still has a lot of vitality. It has so many good people and good things happening in it.
The city of Birmingham sets the course for change in the community, but the decision on the Magic City Classic's future rests with Alabama A&M and Alabama State. As for the best band and the best team, that score will be settled Saturday. Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart, WBHM.
This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham.